Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
What do all men with power want? More power.
Now they knew who was master and leader. Sheep, thought I.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here? Well, I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that for not doing enough. Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then I felt like I really offered society something. You've got stuff in your brain that I must have done. What do you want to call me a murderer for? But I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And the real world is the one I have to deal with every day. Believe me, if I started murdering people, there could not be left.
Chemical weapons threat. Terrorists, dangerous guy.
There are some who... I feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
As of Monday, July 14th, 2008, 4,118 United States military personnel have died in Iraq since the start of the invasion.
Many thousands of military personnel have had grievous, life-changing injuries such as major head wounds and amputations.
Join us or die.
According to the British medical journal Lancet, over 100,000 Iraqi civilians had died since the start of the invasion.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come?
From where Winston stood, it was possible to read, picked out on his white face in elegant lettering, the three slogans of the party. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
That when we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
I remember how the meaning of words began to change. How unfamiliar words like collateral and rendition became frightening. While things like Northfire and the Articles of Allegiance became powerful. I remember how different became dangerous. I still don't understand it. Why they hate us so much.
I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people. Revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
A reminder of what another anarchist and feminist, Emma Goldman, once said. If voting never really changed anything, they would have made it illegal.
'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal.
I'm not afraid, I'm with a fight, and I'm not ashamed of all getting drunk, and I don't care, flesh and shine, 'cause I believe in anarchy. I'm not afraid. I'm ashamed, 'cause I still believe.
the UK!